But when you're building a ready bag, you should really be thinking about large-scale natural disasters as the most likely scenarios that you'll be encountering. Earthquakes, tornadoes, and massive storms could quite possibly cause a total collapse of the power grid and render emergency and disaster relief services almost impotent for 72 hours or longer. In just the last decade, we've seen two particularly catastrophic hurricanes that have impacted the United States, one nearly wiping out the city of New Orleans, and the other crippling the entire Mid-Atlantic region for more than a week. I'm referring to, of course, Hurricane Katrina and Hurricane Sandy. Dig back a little further, and you won't have to look hard to find storms with names like Andrew, Hugo, and Fran. They were monsters that devastated the areas where they made landfall. In March of 2011, an earthquake measuring a magnitude of 9.0 struck Japan. It triggered a massive tidal wave. In an instant, a highly industrialized nation was brought to its knees. Nearly 5 million were without power, 1.5 million had no water, and approximately 16,000 people lost their lives. Compare that to the relatively mild 6.7 magnitude earthquake that struck Los Angeles in 1994, bringing freeway overpasses crashing down and causing nearly 9,000 injuries and $25 billion in property damage. Can you imagine if that shaker had been an 8.0 or a 9.0? Would Southern Californians have ever fully recovered from a quake like the one that struck Japan? My point is, disasters happen, and it's only a matter of time before one will strike your area. Being ready to survive without power or outside assistance is crucial. It will take just a few hours to build your ready bag, and most of the items you'll want to include can be purchased at fairly minimal expense. Why wouldn't you take a few simple steps to be able to enjoy the peace of mind that comes with knowing you're prepared? It's just common sense. Section 3. Building a Ready Bag. In any survival situation, you will need the basics: shelter, water, fire, and food. You can only carry so much on your back, so you should also have the means to collect and purify water, obtain additional food, and build a shelter with what you find in your environment. Here is a suggested packing list for a pretty standard ready bag. Keep in mind that this list is merely an example, and you'll need to pack the items that are right for your specific climate and terrain. 1. 72 hours of food is recommended. You can carry meals ready to eat, MREs. They are lightweight, and each package is a complete meal containing approximately 1,200 calories. You can easily pack a week's supply by only consuming one meal a day and supplementing with high protein bars, chocolate bars, peanut butter, and trail mix. 2. Minimum of a 2-day supply of water broken down into canteens and small water bottles. You'll need a gallon a day for hydration and personal hygiene. Keep in mind, water weighs 8.5 pounds or 3.8 kilograms per gallon, so the weight must be distributed properly. 3. Bath wipes for bathing without water. You'll need to conserve every drop for drinking. Carry hand sanitizer as well as other personal hygiene items. 4. Water purification tablets, such as iodine and or chlorine dioxide tablets. You may very well run out of water, and you must have the means to purify a surface water source. Sources include reservoirs, swimming pools, hot tubs, rivers, lakes, and ponds. If you drink from these sources without using purification methods, expect to get very sick or possibly die. 5. Coffee filters or cloth for emergency water filtration. This is for use in getting those nasty visible particles and debris out so that you can then purify the water. 6. Stainless steel vessels such as a camp coffee pot or a small bowl to be used to boil water for purification and food preparation.